First of all, congratulations on choosing to give your mind the love that you deserve. The fact that you've joined this membership says that you are the type of person who takes action when you want to change something, and that's saying a lot. Wanting something or knowing you should do something is very different from committing to it 100%, and showing up is the hardest part. Now, following through is the next hardest part, which is why this is an ongoing membership with masterclasses and activities that you can do at your own pace. Make use of the commenting features within the membership. This is your connection to a group of people committed to getting in touch with their happier, healthier selves. Way back in episode 59, we talked about the three mindset blocks we need to overcome to make a change. And one of those is finding like-minded people with similar goals. And this is a big one, especially if you're not surrounded by people consciously working on themselves in your daily life. I will also be checking and responding to the comments within this masterclass and within all the masterclasses. So if you have a question, let me know. This masterclass is all about priming your mind for positive change. These are the steps that most people skip, including me. Well, the old me. And then they wonder why they can't seem to follow through or they burn out before they've even started. When people have goals, they tend to just want to immediately start making progress that they can see. And that's great, but the progress that you can't see is just as important. This is because your brain runs on programs. Think of it like a spinning top. You put that initial force into it, and then it keeps spinning and spinning. Well, your mind does the same thing. So the goal is to disrupt the old pattern and consciously program a new one. So in this masterclass, we're going to address the top things that hold us back from change. First, you'll make a commitment to yourself. Not just expressing a desire, but telling yourself that you are worth the effort and showing yourself that you're doing the work. Next, we need to understand why this is important. Your why is the motivation in everything that you do. It will be what you come back to when shit gets real and you've forgotten about all of that initial enthusiasm. After that, we'll address your mindset blocks. These are the subconscious limiting beliefs that hold you back. It's why a lot of us fall into patterns of self-sabotage without even noticing that we're doing it. And then we're going to get into all of the reasons why you deserve the best life possible, just as you are. You need to really believe that you deserve this change that you're seeking. And finally, you'll take your power back. And that starts with developing a relationship with yourself. A lot of us, especially us women, are so used to caring for and nurturing other people that we put ourselves on the back burner. But if you don't take care of your needs first, you're just constantly giving your power away. So you'll develop a personal routine that you can come back to over and over again throughout this masterclass. And then I love to add a little fun integration challenge, kind of like Shavasana in a yoga class. It's the time that you take to let your hard work settle in and to help integrate new routines and healthy habits into your life. Now remember, think of all of these activities as part of your toolbox that you can come back to over and over again. You might breeze right through some of them while others might be more challenging. If one is a little harder for you, that might be an indication of a personal pain point that needs some extra love. I've learned that I need to go through every one of these steps in this masterclass every time that I'm making a big change in my life. Otherwise, I find myself stagnant or wondering why I just can't make progress. So if there's something specific you're working on, you can do the exercises with this thing in mind. For example, if you're having trouble in your relationship or your job, you can keep that in mind and tailor the exercises to that specific thing. Or if you're embarking on a new venture, like a promotion, or a new business idea, or a new role in life, you can tailor the questions with that in mind. And don't forget to utilize the commenting feature to connect with one another. It is so inspiring watching other people get vulnerable and share what they're going through. Plus, it'll give each of you some more inspiration. Okay, I think you're ready to get started and give your mind a little love.